I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hi, I'm Sarah Kewer.
And I'm Mickey Overman.
And this is Thank Fuck For That, a podcast in which we hear stories from our guests about the moments in their lives that might have changed everything.
Whether they are huge near misses or small, seemingly insignificant choices, we all have stories that we look back on and wonder, what if?
Our guests will bring us their best Thank Fuck For That moment so we can delight in how different their lives could have been.
Hello!
Hey!
31 minutes.
31 minutes.
This is how we're starting the podcast today. Yeah. It's me
Light
saying
bit of admin.
That my journey is going to take 31 minutes.
You're
after
already
this.
Thinking about leaving.
I'm thinking about a hard out for this.
Yeah. Mickey's got one leg out the door.
I got one leg out the door.
It doesn't look
comfortable. She's got long legs.
Really long legs.
Yeah, it's not a big studio, but my legs reach pretty far. Hello, everybody.
Hi, everyone. We hope you're having a nice week.
We do hope you're having a nice week.
We do. That was sincere that time.
Lucas said, Lucas does not want you to have a nice week.
Yeah, I'm impartial to your week, honestly.
Yikes.
So, big news. Mickey, do you want to talk about what's just happened to you?
Yeah, on my way here, I got shat on by a bird.
By a man.
And by that, I mean a woman.
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
You gotta go. No, I got shit on by a bird on my new coat.
Really a nightmare, actually.
It was so gross.
Yeah.
And I really was like, but also, I really had this moment where I was like, oh, I have no one to react to. Because I was by myself. Mm-hmm. There were two people who were sort of...
The bird's gone, presumably.
I'd just overtaken another person.
So it could have been them.
No. The poo was white and coming from the sky.
No, I mean, they could have been the one pooed on.
Yes!
I
thought you were still doing the bit of like, it's a person who shat on you. I was like, no, this doesn't work, Sarah.
I'm not saying, right. How do you know it was a bird?
The poo could have been for this person.
Yeah.
But it hit me and I just overtook them.
That's a sliding doors moment.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Was it Gwyneth Paltrow?
It was Gwyneth Paltrow. You?
They're on a different podcast now talking about a near miss where they nearly got shit on by a bird.
Oh, my God. It's all happening. Yeah. No, it was... And then this person then overtook me with absolute... But they made no react... They had no reaction. So then I had no one to react to.
What did you want them to do?
I want... When this happens, I want someone to be like, ah.
Oh, God, you're covered in shit. Oh, my God. There's so much shit from the sky on you.
No, I want to be able to do like a sort of like look to camera.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
You want them to be your camera.
Yeah, I want them to be the camera. I'm Jim from the American Office. And I just go like, ugh. You know? And then I want them to be like, yeah.
What are you going to do?
I'm not looking for a lot.
Mondays, eh?
I'm looking for Mondays, eh?
He's right behind me, isn't he?
There's a big bird.
And then I posted about it, and then everyone was just messaging me about how it's good luck.
It's not good luck,
yeah.
Is it?
But I really feel very strongly that this is like a thing invented to make you feel like something terrible didn't just happen to you.
Who did like the PR Christmas? For bird shit?
Yeah, honestly, they're killing it.
Give that person an award.
They are doing so. It's incredible. Like it's like spiders.
Yeah,
it's like there's cultures where they're like spiders are good luck.
No,
it's like you've really smashed that because spiders are.
It's incredible,
creepy.
Isn't it? The fact that they've managed to make their excrement something that we go, us.
Oh, you think it's the birds that do it?
I'm the chosen one. Yeah. These humans are so dumb. They think it's lucky when we shit on them.
Which one are you going to go for? That one needs a little bit of good luck.
Oh, that guy needs a boost.
That person just got a new coat.
What that means basically is that these birds have like a god complex.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I got shit on by a bird one time when I was a child. And it was like a traumatic experience. Like it's
really?
A really vivid memory. The reason,
where did it shit on?
The reason was my mother, I don't really know why she did this. I must have been pretty young because we were in the first house that we ever lived in. And I think we left that house when I was like 10. So I'm under 10.
Yeah.
And my mom has taken my brother and I with some friends to see Jesus Christ Superstar on stage.
Good stuff.
Great day.
I have one recollection of this stage show,
mm-hmm.
and it is the bit where they crucify him, and it was terrifying.
That's a good, yeah, to be fair, that's a bit.
That's the bit you remember.
Big moment.
I've not seen it since. I was traumatized. It really upset me. I was crying. I had to be taken out, because obviously they were covering him. There was a lot of blood.
That's why afterward, you do a double feature. Afterwards, you watch Life of Brian.
Really?
And then you go...
That's where I went wrong.
You go, actually, he's loving it.
He's fine.
Actually, he loves this. He loves being crucified. So, thank you, Mum.
I'm really upset, very emotionally charged. We're driving home. It's been a disaster. I'm sat in the back of the car. We had this car that had this weird little sunroof thing. This is like early evening as well. The sun is going down.
Volvo?
I don't know. I think it could have been a Volvo.
Great.
Could have been a Volvo.
Just
this is
really
the least laddiest
show
I've ever been.
Could have been a Volvo. I've got both hands on the seats either side of me.
Right.
Because I'm traumatized, so I'm bracing myself. I remember being like so upset.
Yeah.
And suddenly, also, I think I had like a Twix or something. I think I had... Like, my mum had tried to buy me off.
Sure, yeah,
with
she's giving you a little treat.
So there was some, like, Twix packets next to my right hand. And then suddenly I felt this, like, massive slam on my right hand and perfectly on the, not my palm, what's the other bit? The other side of my hand.
Top.
The top of my hand.
Top.
Does that have a name?
Listen, none of us know.
The back of your hand.
The back of my hand.
Yeah.
Yeah, the top.
The top of your hand.
You didn't know it very well.
God, I don't know it at all. Lands slap bang on the back of my hand.
Whoa.
And I have a split second where I think it's a Twix. And I don't know why, but I think it's a Twix. And I think, I'll eat that. And then
another Twix?
I know.
One from my mum, one from the sky.
Where's the second Twix come from? And I lift up my hand. I realise it's shit.
Mm.
And I begin to scream.
Scream?
Scream.
Mm.
Scream. I'm so riled up. I'm so upset.
I don't know.
By the time this bird... And it lands in like a perfect circle on the back of my hand.
I don't know. I really feel like you set this up to basically to get to this moment where we would then go... It's appropriate to scream. But I want you to know that even with all the setup, I think that's mental.
But I'm screaming and I'm screaming. My mum's driving the car. She's
yikes.
Going, what are you screaming about?
Yeah.
I can't put this into words. I can't. I don't know, 8.
Yeah. You're under 10.
I can't articulate.
Speech has not yet. Speech has not yet made it to Sarah Keyworth.
I'm 4 years off speech.
Yeah. That's why he was so traumatized by Jesus Christ Superstar. Because he was like, what?
I can't. Somebody explain this to me.
But you couldn't say that.
How did it come back? That's the bit that upset me. I watched him die.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I couldn't. And then she had to walk me into the house with this bit of poo on the back of my hand. And I remember her wiping it off. And I feel stressed talking about it now.
Yeah, I think it's crying as a screaming is a reasonable reaction. Maybe you thought it was like divine intervention, and you thought it was Jesus.
But Sarah said, "I'm screaming and screaming and screaming." Oh. If you had been like, "Ah," no. Like the bird.
No, I'm hysterical.
You're hysterical. What are you doing? What's happening with this?
It was in a moving car, right?
Yeah, a moving car.
That's very unlikely.
Incredible aim.
The odds of that.
And then her mum. Sorry. Their mum had to walk Sarah out with their arm.
Arm up.
Like a little prince.
Yeah.
That's insane.
I was so upset.
That's insane.
I'd just seen a man die.
No.
Yeah, that was the catalyst for the trauma. Yeah. That was the poo that broke the camel's back.
I was at 90% and the poo tipped me over the edge.
Yeah.
This is an insane story.
It's not an insane story.
This is your trauma.
This is it? This is why I'm like this.
Imagine if that were true.
It's taking a lot. It's taking a lot for me to tell you this today. I'm crying.
Yeah, for the listener, Sarah is full on sobbing.
I thought it was a Twix.
Wonderful stuff.
I bet you never ate Twixes again.
Yeah. I never got Twixes.
Eat them all the time. I dip them in bird shit.
That was not part of the trauma.
No.
Not the yummy chocolate.
Don't blame the Twix.
You were able to remove that.
Twixie did nothing.
What's great about this story as well is like, this is perfect because it's the opposite reaction that I had because I couldn't react at all despite having the power of speech. Yeah. And you screamed and screamed and screamed. Yeah. I realized I had no one to respond to, then just went, okay. And then just got down to business of removing it with my water bottle and tissues.
Yeah, I mean, you were definitely
very well prepared.
Thank you.
Do you get pooed on often?
What a line.
Instead of, do you come here often? Do you get pooed on often?
Hey. I used to be a nanny. And I have like a couple of tendencies of my nanny days. Mm. I don't know if you have this. Is like, no. You were not prepared. No. You were not prepared then. You were not prepared
those
now.
Those children were covered in shit.
as far as I know,
they still are.
No, I'm pretty good about having like little things with me.
Yeah.
And like a snack.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, wow.
What have you got now?
I actually don't have a snack now because, listen, I was waiting for a delivery at home. It was late. I was freaking out. Mm. Then I just had to rush out the door. Still had my tissues and my water. But I had to rush out the door. Got shit on. It was just a lot happening. A lot was happening.
Yeah.
A lot was happening.
I got shit on once by a bird at a zoo.
Unlucky. Though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That is unlucky.
I would get pooed on by a non-zoo animal because I was in the bird section, like looking at the emus.
Yeah.
And then I got pooed on by a pigeon on the head.
By a common pigeon.
A common pigeon.
Surrounded by tigers.
I know.
Awful.
Those common pigeons must feel so superior, like sailing above the caged birds.
Yeah.
What do they eat as well, though?
Common pigeons.
What are they eating?
Chips by the sea and things off the ground.
It's
kebabs.
Just their poos, they're not well.
You think they're too runny. You think actually, you're like worried because you think all bird shit should be solid.
Yeah.
It would bounce off.
God, these guys.
Eat some fiber.
Your poor
tummies.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not getting enough fiber. Mm. How can we get more fiber in birds? Let's brainstorm.
No such thing as a bad idea, guys.
No such thing as a bad idea. You can when you've got your chips that you don't want anymore and leave on the street, as we all do.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. You can just pour some, like, a fiber powder
fiber
over
powder,
it.
Fiber powder, yes.
Is that
absolutely.
A thing?
Get people... Would you be... would it be nicer to be shat on solids?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, you can just flick it off.
If it bounced off, yeah.
Depends
because it's the
got.
Problem when it runs down, it increases the surface area of the damage.
And it's got
it was really
potential.
Increasing.
Yeah,
the
yeah,
surface
yeah.
area was really increasing. Like gravity was really fucking this up.
Yeah, really.
Yeah,
incredible.
I have a lot of I've beef with birds. Gravity. Don't even get me
started. Gravity, man. What's it ever done for us?
Nothing.
I concur.
Conspiracy theory podcast. I think gravity's a bad thing.
I think it's a bad thing. And democracy.
I must have
Let's
told
discuss.
You that... Wait, what? Sorry, what? I must have told you the story.
Oh, you're not
about
liking our podcast anymore.
Have I told you? I must have told you about when my cousin got hit in the head with a bird and it died.
No.
What?
Like he's a window?
Similar situation.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is with my family and sunroofs. We're all in my aunt's car. She's got a polo car.
Thank you.
With a big ass sunroof that's like the width of the whole car.
Mm-hmm.
Huge thing. Really strange. We used to love
Volvo
poking our heads out of it.
Imagine if I could be a Volvo. If I didn't understand that, you just said polo.
Marco?
I thought you... Or like, I think you're talking about the sweets. I'm like, yeah.
And she had some polos. Yeah. And you're like, oh, lovely.
Anyway, was it in a Volvo? Okay, go on. Yeah, long roof.
We're driving to school. I swear I've told you this before. We're driving to school. I'm in the back. My cousin Jack's in the back. I think my brother Tom is next to me. My cousin Josh is in the front in the passenger seat. My aunt's driving because we are children.
Yes.
Suddenly,
look at them setting the scene again. It's
I'm there.
No.
I'm in the Volvo.
This is genuine. This is genuine.
Yeah. Okay. We just Lucas is in the Volvo.
Yeah.
We've just been to see Jesus Christ.
I swear I've told you this before.
So we're driving to school.
Yeah.
We're driving this route that goes past a river. So I'm looking out at the river. Suddenly, there's a smack sound, and then the car fills with feathers.
Oh.
Yeah.
Whoa, like a pillow.
Like a pillow. Or a bird.
Did it go into a big ball of feathers like in a cartoon?
Like, not like that many feathers, but there were feathers in three, you know, three feathers.
One for each.
Yeah. Got it. You're in a Volvo, three feathers.
My aunt pulls the car over, because we're like, what the fuck's going on? And Josh is like... screaming and screaming.
No, yeah, by the way, appropriate response.
He's exclaiming in pain.
Yeah.
And... she pulls over and we all get out and Josh opens the passenger door and there's a dead bird in the footwell and he has to just
eat it.
He has to eat it. We made him eat it.
That's the rule.
It was awful. We made him eat it raw.
Okay, yeah, he had to
like just kind of flick it out with his foot.
Oh.
And then we went to
no dignity for this bird.
Describe the foot. and then we just kind of went to school. We all went to school and carried on with our days.
Horrendous story.
Mm.
So much worse than yours. If this had been like your trauma, I'd be right here with you. I'd be putting my hand on your shoulder.
I was
going,
in the
Sarah,
car.
Sarah, I can't believe that happened to you.
Well, what are you going to do instead?
Nothing.
Oh, right.
I want the listener to know that my hands are firmly by my sides.
They are as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, actually, you look quite sad. Okay, I'm going to pet you.
Thank you.
You okay? All these bird-related traumas?
I'll tell you something.
What?
When that bird hit my cousin's head.
Yeah.
I thought it was a Twix. I don't know what a Twix is. Is this a Twix?
That's the takeaway from this story. Every time something happens to you, you're like, is this a Twix?
That's my catchphrase. My whole life is just searching for Twixes.
That's great. Wow, yeah. So much bird trauma.
A lot of bird stuff in my life.
Yeah.
Mm.
No wonder. No wonder you didn't want to be a bird. Is that anything?
No. That's why.
Is that
that's why I got my boobs chopped off. My last words as I went under. I don't want to be a bird.
It's two Twixes.
Get these damn Twixes off.
Good stuff. Should we have a guess?
Yes. We're gonna have a guess.
We'll continue this on Patreon. Actually,
I got so much more to say on Patreon.
Oh yes. Okay. Good.
We're gonna move over there. Today, our guest is amazing. Absolutely incredible, amazing comedian, content creator, really funny online sketches. His name is Axel Blake. He won Britain's Got Talent last year. Absolutely phenomenal performance. Got the golden buzzer on his audition.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Really lovely stuff. So, yeah, I think this is going to be a great one.
Let's get him in.
Let's get him in. Hi.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's me, Sarah. Thank you so much for listening to Thank Fuck for That. If you're enjoying the podcast, please sign up to our Patreon to support us. We need some help making it. We're doing it all by ourselves. So please sign up, even if it's just £3 a month. That would make the world of difference. Thanks so much. Here's the episode. Axel Blake is here. Oh, I thought you were going to yell with me. And that's it. We're in.
And we're in.
Here we go.
Absolutely. I fucked it.
You
I can't
did
believe
fuck
I fucked it so quickly.
What happened?
I don't know. I don't know what happened.
I saw panic in your eyes.
Yeah.
I can't tell you. I think we can count on one hand how many times we've done that right.
Oh.
With people's names.
We absolutely haven't ever done it right.
No.
Also, sometimes we do it right and we yell at exactly the same time and then it's so loud that the guest is really taken aback and needs like 5 minutes to recover.
To recover what's happened.
Thank you so much for doing this.
Yeah. Thank you.
This is a podcast about life-changing moments, mm-hmm. the moments that could or did change your life. I feel as though you, in the last couple of years, had some pretty significant life-changing moments.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Relatively public life-changing moments.
I've no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah. Do you dwell on things like that? Do you look back and go, that could have gone really differently?
Yes. Yeah. I do look back and think, that could have gone a whole different way. Mm-hmm. I think what I've done is I just focused on myself and focused on growing myself. We're talking about BGT, not something else.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm referencing. I'm not.
Something else.
I was talking about my sex life. But anyway. I just focused. I just doubled down on the craft and just said to myself, let's just go for it. Do you want me to break down what happened?
Of course, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, go through it.
Right. So, I got called because with Britain's Got Talent, sometimes they scout people. As well as people apply.
Oh, so they approach you?
Yeah, so they approach me.
I see.
And
that's fine.
Yeah, they must have saw clips out.
That's a good call to get.
Yeah, but quite a lot of people do get it.
Really?
Yeah. A lot of people get scouted.
Have you ever had it?
But not a lot of. I have never had it, and also not a lot of people win it.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. All right, fair enough. Spoilers,
Nicky.
But imagine if we're talking about all of this, and then it's like, anyway, out immediately in the first round.
You have a hesitation when they called you?
Yeah, I said no at first.
Really?
Yeah. I said nah, I don't want to do that.
Okay.
I don't want to do that because I thought it was gonna just go wrong. Mm-hmm. I thought it was gonna go there, flop.
You're gonna be one of those ones that are like
memes.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I had in my head, I was gonna be a meme And everyone's going to be, I'll be walking down the street and be, ah, the one with the tomato off his nose, I don't know.
That's
something.
What I would think.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's immediately what I would think.
But that is what would happen to you.
Oh, the kind of relationship you have. I'm just understanding the dynamics here, but I get it. So it did throw me off, and I thought, no, I don't want to do that.
Had you done any kind of reality TV or anything like that before?
No.
Because it's very hard to trust it, isn't it? Like you have no power over
the edit.
And it's all building drama, and they just want big TV moments, regardless of whether it's good or bad for the contestant.
I wouldn't really call that reality TV, though. Well, I more see it as a talent show. It's just the talent is what speaks for itself.
I guess, yeah, it's a hybrid of the two, right? In that you have the talent, but you have those human moments that they are, you know, they want you to come in. And like the perfect thing about your audition was having your son there. Like that's the beautiful kind of emotional moment of your audition is going like this connection between you and your son.
Yeah.
But they can sometimes exploit other things.
Yeah, you're right.
And they put some weird music in.
Yeah.
This guy's a weird relationship with his son.
Yeah. It's powerful. It's amazing how powerful edit can be, you know? Because that could have literally happened.
Yeah.
Just the way you edit in the music and the tone.
It's
a bit of a weirdo. Creep, and get him out.
Editing silences when they put silences into an audition. You know, like
you think they do that?
Oh, I'm sure they elongate silences so that things seem more awkward than they are.
5 minutes.
Yeah. People are like,
hello.
People blinking.
The TV's not working, Mary.
So you get the call, you say no.
I said no. And I was like, well, why not? Let's go for it. You should be fine.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, no, I'm just not interested. And then after a while, I thought, what's the worst that can happen, man? Because it was on my mind. I was like, part of me, I'm risky. I'm one of those guys. Let's go for it. Let's see what happens. But then the doubt was in my head, and I said to myself, never let doubt rule you.
Mm-hmm.
I did say that a few years back, and I said, this is a perfect scenario where doubt is ruling me, and I'm like, no, I'm not doing that. I'm going to go for it and see what happens. You know, I knew a few comedians before that had done it, and they did get golden bars, and they got to the finals, and I'm like, well, yeah, let's see what happens.
Yeah.
So I went for it. I went in myself, because my son, very lazy. He's at that stage. At the time, he was just always on his game. Mm. I can't be bothered.
How old is he?
14 now.
Yeah, that's classic.
At the time, he was at 12. Mm-hmm. And he was just so like, oh, whatever. And I said,
he didn't think it was cool in any way.
Well, he wanted to go, but he didn't. He never watched it. He never knew. He's on the era of games.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Socials.
Yeah.
YouTube, you know. Yeah. So I was just like, no, let's just... And I took him... And he was like, okay. And I said, I kind of want to show you, if you put your mind to something, you can do it.
Yeah.
So he was there and he was looking and he was like, oh, okay. And then I'd done it.
Yeah.
He was there and he saw what I'd done and he was just like,
He saw you.
Yeah.
That for him, I don't know what that sparked, but that done something because he was listening to anything I'd done. If I said, come off the game, he's like, yes, Dad. If
really?
I said, yeah, watch this, yes, Dad. He was just, he was in awe.
How long did that last?
2 weeks. I'm not sure
such
how long.
Such an unrealistic parenting hack.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah. yeah.
All you have to do.
All you have to do is go on Princess Gonzalez
and get the golden buzzer in front of your children.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Oh, that's incredible.
That's amazing, though.
Point at them as well. Yeah,
that must have felt so good.
It did. But when I'd done that, I thought, okay, this is let's see what I can do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because it's like the Golden Buzzer. And it's Simon Cowell's Golden Buzzer as well. It was because a lot of people backstage are fighting for Golden Buzzers. That's all everyone's talking about backstage.
Really?
They are breaking it down. They know this, they know that. They know what kind of contestants some of the judges tend to go for. And
really?
People
have got like Excel spreadsheets.
Yes, pie
Holy
charts
shit.
And everything. Yeah.
Trying to gain the system.
They're trying to understand because you've got a morning section and you've got afternoon section. And they're like, afternoon, they tend to be a bit more of it. Or like, because it's like over 10 days of auditions
mm-hmm.
and each day is morning and afternoon. So people are like, okay, don't want to go in the middle. Because by then, I don't know, they've got some rule. You don't want to go in at the end because a lot of the golden buzzers have gone. You don't want to go in at the beginning. It's like there's one rule that counteracts the other rule. Because some people are saying, don't go in at the beginning because they're like, I want to press the golden buzzer, but let me wait.
Because some better might come along.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
And then some are like, don't go in at the end because they're more tired. They kind of know who's, you know, and it's just...
I mean, presumably you've done none of that.
I just went. Tell you your day. Yeah. So I don't know why they're saying don't go. Like, you had a choice. They tell you, this is your day and this is your time. You didn't really, unless you could maybe say, oh, but due to, I don't know, work or kids, maybe you can try something. But my day was day one, actually. Oh, I was day one of the auditions.
So you could have been one of the first Golden Buzzers of the series.
Yes.
That's so really cool. You prove it all wrong as well then. Yeah. Because he wasn't waiting around
He wasn't waiting around.
No.
So, so then got that. And then I decided, right, let's focus now. Because at first I thought, okay, good. Because it's only 4 minutes, by the way. I only had 4 minutes. So I got four minutes here. And it's the hardest bit was child-friendly material.
Right.
Because I am not a child-friendly comedian.
I always think that.
I had to adapt to be child-friendly. So I was like, okay, 4 minutes of clean. Oh, yeah, you have to keep sending your material. They'd be like, no. Can you talk more about, like that. So it's like,
and it's something different every time.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, my God.
So was any of it brand new on Britain's Got Talent?
Yeah.
Oh,
so I was going to the comedy shows, rehearsing, practicing, trying out, testing.
Everyone's like,
and my default setting is adult humor, but just jokes. So it was just hard for me to find a punchline that families and kids, especially because you're performing to the audience, but really you're performing to the cameras.
Yeah.
So once you understand that, you kind of understand it's the people at home you're really performing to.
Yeah.
So it was that. I had to get that in my mind. And it was a whole...
I would find that so difficult. All of my punchlines are penis. Just the word penis.
I find it really hard. Like, the moment somebody says, like, can you do clean set or no swearing or anything like that, I look at my material and I think, none of this is appropriate. Yeah. Like, none of this is going to work.
Yeah.
And it gets me so stressed.
Have you ever done it? I did it once so confidently. They were like, family-friendly show. I was like, I got that perfect bit. And I really thought it was family-friendly. And it wasn't until I got to, like, the end and very confidently did such a dirty line to just, like, an audience full of kids. Yeah. And on stage, I went, oh, my God. I was like, oh, my God, I thought that was family-friendly. Yeah, yeah. And, like, luckily, like, everyone really... Because they could see my genuine shock at what I just said. Everyone kind of... So then that became the game of, like, I can't believe...
It worked out.
And then I was like, oh, let's see if the rest of it's okay. And that became the fun. But I did really say... I was so confident.
Whereas it's, like, it's a real skill to kind of toe that line between, like, really funny for adults, funny for the audience in the room, and stuff that they're going to broadcast.
Yeah,
like it's a completely different challenge. Very impressive.
I kept going to the clubs, going.
How many sets did you have to do?
Three sets.
3 times 4.
So let's say 15 minutes.
Yeah.
But presumably you went into the first audition with your like best stuff.
Yes, but remember, I had no child friendly, so I had to try to break down what I saw as a lovely joke to make it child friendly. Wow. Some of them, it did work. Some of them, I did have a few here and there, but I pieced it together. I was like,
is this some stuff you still do the changed version of?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yes, because I get a lot of gigs because they've seen me from Britain's Got Talent and they're like, well, you're child friendly. Yeah. They have no idea, So when they're like, oh, can you do half an hour? And I'm like, well, if it's not child friendly, then yeah.
And has it changed the makeup of your tour shows? Because I remember when talking to Deliso when he did really well. Did he win Britain's Got Talent?
No, he got one. I think he in finals. He was in the finals, I think.
And he had the mix of his audience on tour shows became more family friendly, younger people who'd seen him on TV and wanted to see him live.
Yeah.
So he had to kind of slightly shift how he would do a full show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Obviously not kind of pandering to audience members and still doing those jokes that he enjoys. But have you found that?
100%. Yeah. Very, very hard. But with my tour, I just decided, let me slowly show the people who I am.
Mm-hmm. Sure,
So my first tour, the InStyle tour that I just finished, that was more, like, it's child-friendly, but you have to be 16 plus. I don't even know if you class as child-friendly because it's 16 plus.
Yeah.
But I wasn't going all, I wasn't me. I was 50% me. Just baby
but you were sprinkling some stuff in.
Yeah. I had to let them know, you're here now. You're in my den. let me show you me.
But I think that's also good because, like, yeah, you might lose a few people, mm-hmm. but then you'll end up with the people that actually want to see you and that you actually want to be in your audience. Exactly.
So once I'd done that, I was like, okay, I had that in mind. This tour is to welcome everyone to the real me.
Yeah.
I've got a plan for the next tour. I'm just going all out. 100% me. There's no if, buts, maybes. Let's go. I don't feel like I finished the BGT bit though. So what happened?
Such terrible interview. Yes, please continue your story. You have to do it yourself. Pathetic.
I was getting a lot of press. I just didn't realize how much press you get with being a golden buzzer.
Mm.
And it's weird because all the newspapers, they just care about the golden buzzers. I didn't really know much about golden buzzer until I got it. And it's just, there's so much other talent that they got the four yeses, but they didn't get the golden buzzer. But the interviews are, oh, we've got the five golden buzzers. Because there's five, by the way. There's the four judges plus Anton Deck. So you got five golden buzzers. And it is just the front of the magazines. This is just the five, you know. And
Fine.
Yeah, that's how it is. And
it's like the Hunger Games.
It's weird.
And a lot of the people that win are not a golden buzzer. They've come through and the golden buzzers get knocked out. And
because then it becomes an underdog story.
Yes.
Whereas yours is just top dog all the way.
Yeah. I wasn't saying that. Thank you. It was
100% at the start, 100% at the end.
Just dogging through the competition.
I got to the finals and I couldn't believe it. And it was, there was only two golden buzzers left. Me and Flint and Taylor was the other two. There was a singing group, but Alicia Dixon's golden buzzer. And it was just, when I got to the last three, it was me. Two underdogs. I shouldn't call them underdogs. You put that in my mind now.
No, they're Davids. You're Goliath. Goliath stomped all over these little Davids.
You can call them whatever you want. Golden buzzers, underdogs, worms, trash, terrible, untalented,
talentless scum.
So the other two contestants I was with, one was an opera singer, Tom Ball. The other one was a 13-year-old ventriloquist. It's very good.
Wow. Okay. So two dead arts.
Yeah.
Heartless, aren't you? Yeah. And it's because the child friendly scene of me is like, no, I can't go all out. But
yeah.
Cameras was off. I say what I want now.
Yeah. But tell us about how you ground them into dust.
Please.
And so it was my. I've never felt pressure like that before in my life. Mm. There was three of us and was there. Then Tom Ball got knocked out and it's me and 13-year-old kid Jamie Lee Hay, and I'm just like,
actually, that's quite hard.
That is hard.
Yeah, it was so hard.
Did you? Did any part of you want to not win?
No. No, I didn't.
I need to beat this kid.
It was up to the people, so it was just like it wasn't on me. No. I did get a lot of trash on Twitter though. People like, you stole from a 13-year-old. And I was like, I didn't do anything. I was getting that week.
Really? I feel like that happens with all the time with those finals though. It's the hard thing about you.
Yeah.
You know, you've stolen Charles' dream. And me and Jamie Lee here, we're good friends. It was in LA together, me and him. So not just me and him, that's weird. But like,
Yeah, but I think it's like, you're absolutely right. Like, it has nothing to do with you. But this is why people, they just love, they really do love an underdog story. It's amazing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was a beautiful time, but it's life-changing completely.
Oh, I bet.
It took me a while to kind of realise, did this really just happen?
Mm-hmm.
It really did. It took a good few weeks. I actually thought someone was going to come in like, joke, prank, Truman Show.
Yeah.
All right, give us back all that money.
That's so, amazing, though. To be fair, like, for this, the concept of this podcast being life-changing moments, most people really let us down.
Yeah,
they really let us down. But this is like a proper...
Thank you.
Are you just realizing why I've booked Axel to do the
podcast? Yeah, this is good actually, Sarah. Sarah, this is you actually smashed that.
Go, Sarah.
I've really actually outdone myself here.
This is really good. I love that you made it about you.
Yeah. I'm the real winner. I'm top dog today.
Yeah, that's amazing. What a story.
Yeah, no, it's just been life changing and still reaping the benefits and everywhere I'm going, even on the trainer.
Really?
I just want to say I really loved you. I always get my kids love you. Absolutely love you. I always, all the time.
That's That's so nice.
All the time, my kids love me. They love seeing me.
So your son, does it? How does he feel about it now?
He's cool with it now. School, he's fine. That was one thing I was worried about as well. I was thinking, if this goes wrong, you know how kids are. They're just going to be like, oh, your dad, I saw your dad.
Yeah.
Whatever, whatever. And, you know, I was worried about that.
Yeah,
but
kids are terrible.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Very terrible.
Yeah.
Especially those teens. And he's a teen. So I was a bit worried about that. But it worked out. Everyone's like, yeah, Naren, your dad. Oh, you know.
Do you have anything like anything that happened from it that you're like, wow, that was really unexpected? I didn't think that that would sort of come with it. Well, I guess you already said the golden buzzer press.
Yeah.
Which is kind of crazy.
Very unexpected.
There probably is. I just need more time to fiddle through this Rolodex in my head. Something that happened that I'm like, oh, I didn't expect that. Well, it's been times where, oh, celebs, when celebs are like, I know who you are. I know.
Really?
Because you get invited to a lot of these parties now. So because
ITV, you're on the list.
Yeah, I'm on the list. And it's like, oh, yeah, you come to this one or... You know, because Britain's Got Talent is an ITV show. Sure. So anything ITV. Like,
So
now I'm going to the ITV parties and I love ITV. I didn't realise. Just when I look at all the shows they do, I'm like, I watch all these.
Yeah.
And then just seeing all the people that's there, I'm like, oh, Judgerinda. Like,
can I ask for a name drop? Like, is there anyone where
I can even the amount of people that
is Love Island ITV.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I would love to meet all of them.
All of them.
I want to meet all of the royalty.
Even they were at the party. It's like, hey, can I? They're asking me, can I get a picture? And I'm like, what?
That's crazy.
But I don't watch Love Island. That's the one I don't watch. But it's just crazy all the people you meet and footballers and this one.
Love Island is like Britain's Got Talent, but it's bodies, like all bods.
Yeah, it's all bods.
Yeah,
all bods all the time.
Yeah.
I like it. Yes.
That's why Mickey's
right on my alley.
But we should ask you to tell us your stories, because that was an amazing story about a life-changing moment. Have you ever had a big near-miss moment?
Big near-miss moment, I would say, is when I'm anemic. Well, I'm not anymore, but I'm anemic. And I realise what happens because I'm anemic, I tend to fall asleep very quickly.
Really?
Almost anywhere.
Like one of those goats?
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen those ones. I know what you're talking about as well. Imagine I was like, what are you talking about? Yeah, yeah, I know exactly. And they just drop.
Yeah.
What? So that's me.
This is lack of iron, yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
For me. Anemic. But it happens at horrible... It happened at horrible times.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You're like driving.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was thinking.
You were thinking... Yeah. Yeah, so... My near miss moment, should I say, was it's happened so many times. I've crashed like 9 cars. By
what? The way. Really?
Yeah.
Stop driving.
Yeah. Now I'm okay. I like to take train now.
You arrived on a bike earlier, and that doesn't seem like a good idea. Sleepy girl on a bike.
And you know what is, I live out of London now, so sleepy girl on a bike. You know what is, I live out of London now, so what happens is, it's just it's the motorway driving.
Yeah,
when it's just, you know, the little lanes and here and there.
Monotony.
I can see everything. And oh, I can see what this, like, oh, what that person. But when you're the motorway and it's the white lines. It's boring.
Yeah.
You're going to auto drive.
Have you seen that thing they're doing in Japan where they're trialing laser shows to keep people awake?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Really?
On the motorways.
Interesting.
These big, but surely you're just watching the laser show.
So the near miss one, the worst one was coming down on the M1. It's always the M1. That's my main one to get down.
Yeah.
So M1, driving down. I'm with my son. My son's 3 years old.
Oh, no.
And he's...
We know he's alive.
Yeah.
He's,
alive. Yeah. He's asleep at the back. And...
You're asleep at the front.
I'm asleep at the front, basically. I'm on the third lane. I'm on the fast lane. And the motorway's turning. It's kind of curving. It's not going straight. It's kind of turning. And I don't know what happened, but at some point I kind of like hit into the central reservation.
Oh,
you know,
God.
The metal. Yeah. So I hit there, bounced around, and woke up, and I'm trying to control.
And it's late.
It's
quiet on the road.
Yep. Okay, good. It's like coming up to late. It's like these kind of times. So it's darkish.
Yeah.
spin round. As I spun round, a lorry's coming.
Oh, yeah, you're spinning with a 3-year old.
Don't spin the 3-year old.
Yes, yes.
Oh my God.
Yeah, a lorry's coming because I've spun out of the third lane into kind of the second and first lane.
Yeah.
And the lorry was in the first lane and it's coming down. And I thought, this is. And then he just stopped. When I mean just in time, I mean just in time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, and then. I came out, I quickly went and I grabbed my son. He's shaking. And as you go to the first lane, there's you can go behind the barriers.
Yeah, after the whole shoulder.
And the lane, the car's there. It's not, nothing's happened to the car, but the truck's there. And he's telling other people, stop.
Oh my gosh, it was scary. That is scary.
That is so scary. And my son even remembered, because I remember he was shaking. But I think, it was always surprised me that you're shaking it. So he's like, he understood what happened.
Yeah.
Because he was frightened, so frightened that he was shaking. I was like, at 3
probably picked up on your energy as well if you're panicking.
And woke up.
Yeah.
Out of his sleep to feel that. But yeah, he was shaking.
So how long did it take you to stop driving after that?
I didn't drive for a while. Yeah. I just went to hospital, doctors, ran tests, and there's you need to fix your diet, you need to take tablets because you got a low iron and you're just your fatigue is just this it's hard on you. So yeah, and I suppose with the comedy life, it's always traveling up and down.
Yeah.
And
it's hard. You eat the best of times.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
It's
so hard to eat well.
Yeah.
I think it's I don't know how old you are, but I also think it's an age thing 21. Of like.
With your 13, 14 year old son. Yeah. Really problematic.
It was my PE teacher.
Oh no.
But 35.
I was so arrogant in my early 20s about driving, where I would go do a gig and I'd be like, I can drive back, 4-hour drive back, absolutely fine, no problem. And then now, because I had an accident driving back from a gig once. And now I'm if it's more than 2 hours, I'm not doing it. It's too late. I'm not doing it. I won't do it on my own. I need someone else in the car because it's so dangerous.
So dangerous.
It's crazy. Friend,
a comedian of mine, he had the accident. He was all driving back down after the gig. And he was where's my friend's car? I'm not going to mention his name. And he came down. But he was driving down, but we was all in a line. And his car was. Gone was like, well, he must be, back. And the next day we found that he went into he toppled over into the side.
Oh no,
he was
my
in a
God.
Coma for a while.
Oh
so,
my
yeah.
God.
Yes, yeah, scary. It's all because of the long distance driving.
Guys, don't do it.
Yeah,
don't
you gotta be
do
careful.
It. Did it make you feel differently about life? Because it does make you feel very vulnerable.
Yes, it makes you realize you could be, when this is your time, and be more vigilant, and especially when, imagine the worst happened and I've now taken my son's
life with me.
Do you know what I mean?
Or
maybe it's just me and he's still here and he's he's missed his dad, because, or maybe he passes and I'm still, do you know what I mean? There's so many different things, and it's
100%.
And all I had to do was just pull up and sleep.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So
it would have made a great episode of Britain's Got Talent.
It would have
though.
Made a great episode. That would have, yeah.
That's the kind of storyline they like on there.
Yeah, Gordon Busters for that.
They all hear at the same time.
And a stand up as well.
Yeah.
Oh, can you have more than one Gordon Buzzer?
No, but.
What?
Bruno. Is the new judge. He replaced David Walliams, and he didn't understand the rules, and he gave, I think, 3 people Gordon buzzers.
Oh, he didn't know you could only do one.
Yeah, he didn't know.
He was like, I love you.
Yeah,
oh.
I'll
tell him next time I see him. He works out at the same gym as me sometimes.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, similar physiques.
Yeah.
I dance in.
That's good.
So.
That's a crazy story.
Yeah. So.
And are you taking iron supplements now?
Yes, please.
Not in the last week. I've run out. I gotta go Holland and Barrett to pick up some more.
Thank you.
So
you gotta go Holland and Barrett, because the ones that I had to take iron supplements once, and the ones that they give you at hospital, that they're so aggressive.
Yeah.
Are they?
Yeah,
they are. Everything stops moving in your body.
Oh,
that is goodbye.
Goodbye.
You're so awake but so constipated.
Yeah. So constipated.
Yeah.
Sleep would be a relief at that point.
Have you ever had a near miss moment?
No.
I always do the question wrong. Yes. This is why you have to do it.
You can do this.
Okay, I can do it.
You can do it.
Thank you. This is such a supportive podcast. Do you think I can do it?
I believe in you, Mickey.
Oh, I really thought you were going to say no.
Lucas is shaking his head.
can't say. Have you ever had like a sliding doors moment where something...
And just to clarify, do you know what we mean by a sliding
doors?
No, explain, please.
Okay. So, the movie...
The movie. We have to do this every time.
There's a film. I'm just going to do the quickest version.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah.
Film with Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah.
It shows two timelines of her life, but the differentiating part of the timeline is that on one, she gets a train, gets home, finds her boyfriend cheating. On another, she misses the train, she doesn't find out, and you see how her life plays out. And it's just this small, innocuous moment of her missing the train or catching it that changes the course of her life. Has there anything that seemed small but sent you on a path?
I mean, you kind of told us one because you'd taken the phone call and saying no and then going yeah. With BGT, like, changed your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that moment where it's like a fork in the road, I suppose.
It really, yeah. You could have just not done it and your life wouldn't have changed, but, you know, other stuff might be happening. But this is
other stuff definitely would be happening.
Might be.
Well, shall I go down there? You're going to be like, go down there.
Absolutely go down there.
I did have a... But it wasn't one moment. It was...
Listen, this is not a strict format.
Just go for it.
I don't know if you've realised so far.
This is a very casual pod.
I feel like I'm going to sneeze. Sorry, guys.
Not at all.
It's not there. I'll take a drink.
But what if you didn't sneeze? Your life would be different.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All our lives would be changed.
What if you do sneeze, you get us all sick? And that changes all of our lives.
Whoa. Mm, you never know. It's all happening.
Sliding doors.
There's no theme song.
Again, it does not have a theme song.
go ahead. Back when I was... How old is I? 17, 18.
So just 3 years ago?
Just 3 years
just
ago.
That's three right. sweet years ago.
I kind of... I got into the wrong crowd.
Mm.
I got into the wrong
crowd. Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Bad boys.
Taylor's oldest time.
What are we going to do when we come for you? Bad boys. But sorry. Anyway. got into the wrong crowd. And from getting into the wrong crowd, I ended up going to prison.
Oh, no.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Really?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I was...
that kind of bad boy.
That kind of bad boy. I know.
Sexy.
Oh, it turns out.
I'm confused.
Yeah, and it was that...
wow. At 17?
18.
Mm. Oh, man.
Yeah. So I was...
So scary. You're so young.
Yeah. Due to one fight. Just shouldn't happen, and everyone just rounded up. But such a brutal fight.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, you're off. And then, that was the first time. And I didn't really get in trouble before that. But then I went to court, and then they sent me to a prison called Glen Parva Prison. It's not there no more. It's in Leicester. Mm. It was in Leicester. And it was that between the ages, I think 17 to 19 is that kind of... So you're not old enough to go to an adult. But like... And I just remember just even in the court, everyone was my cousin and my friends. I didn't have my son then. Everyone was just like, wow. Because that judge was ruthless. He was just... Because my solicitor was like, it's not going to go. And this is your first offence. It's not really... You know, but that judge was like, no, I need to make an example of that situation. Because I suppose some of the other people that was there, that wasn't their first offence. So he just kind of put us all in the same fishing net. And that prison is not a joke.
No.
Yeah, it's not a joke. It is you. Yeah, a lot of people just want to prove themselves and find out where you're from and it's what area you're from. I suppose London gets a good kind of rep. They kind of feel like, oh, London, you're cool. Like, I don't know why it is. Remember, I'm in Leicester.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're like, oh, you're from London.
So it's like really territorial.
Oh,
like
yeah. Very territorial.
Hard to have been sent to a prison that's not even near where your family
is. Quite common. They just ship you out. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It doesn't matter where you're from. You don't, just because you're from there, they'll ship you to wherever.
Mm, wow.
And then, yeah, it was just trying to adapt, trying to get used to things and the understanding of what does this mean, what does that mean, and a bunk bed, because you're usually, we call it padded up, where you're with someone else. So mm-hmm. you've got two people in mm-hmm. the cell, and that's your pad mate. And and sometimes you might change pad mates because that person might be released before you,
mm-hmm.
you know, after you. So you might, you got a new pad mate. And there's that rule. It's a weird rule of who's got top bunk, who's got bottom bunk. And it's a real thing.
And who's, what's better?
Top.
Top's better?
Yeah.
Okay.
But you also...
Because you get to climb up the ladder.
You've got no one underneath you, just squeaking and just, it's just... Yeah. And you've got all the graffiti and all, thing was here, 1998 and this and that, all sorts of... Yeah, it's just, you just don't want to...
Can you move up?
You can if you fight or if you was there. So let's say... It's me and you in the cell.
Yeah.
And I've left.
Right.
And you've got a new person. You cannot take that bunk.
Yeah. It's just I'm taking it for sure.
Oh, I have it, yeah.
However, you might come in and you'd be like, well, I want that top bunk. Mm. Let's go.
It's not happening, Sarah.
Let's go.
It's not happening. I've got seniority.
I'm rolling my sleeves up.
I'm throwing it on the table. Can't I?
Yeah. So it's just like, let's go. So, or I could just come to an agreement and be like, wow. I don't. Yeah, be like, I don't know, first week.
It's incredible, isn't it? Because, like, there's so little you have control over. Yeah. So, obviously, like, that becomes so important.
So mm. important. Your mail. You've got a lot of people that can't read in jail as well. A lot of people.
Yeah.
So, even the guy that I was with, I had to read his letters because he really didn't understand letters. He's like, I can't read. So, can you read the letters out? So, I'd read the letters out to him, and he's just there, like, oh, man. He could write them back. But reading, he just couldn't. So, you know, that was nice. And I really got on with him. He was cool, you know.
That's nice.
Then you got people that just, yeah, they just want to come for you and, yeah, test you. Nothing really happened. No, there was one fight. I can't remember. So everyone calls you by their surname.
Mm.
Everyone. They don't call you by your first name. Everyone's called you by your surname. And he just went.
That's confusing with your name.
Yeah. Yeah.
Considering it's also a first name.
Yes.
Yeah.
Blake.
Like,
to me.
Yeah.
So yeah, he and there's a guy Jonathan, and he just wanted to start. But I can tell he was kind of getting at me, just every now and then getting at me. But I had enough after what I thought. You're trying, because that he was there for a long time, so he had connections. Oh, you can't just go in and just be like, yeah, who do you think you are? Because you're like, I need to know who you know, what you are, what is this.
How long were you in for?
6 months. It was a year, do 6 months.
6 months?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So is that in the back of your mind as well, that you just like, you got a year, but you can get out earlier?
Yeah.
So you just want to like...
Yeah, I can't. You can't mess about.
No.
But at the same time, no one snitches. So it's like, you could fight if there's no cameras. Then people tend to fight in the showers.
Right.
But no one's going to say anything.
Yeah.
It is really, you do not. So you'll be like, I don't know, Gov. Everyone's Gov. The officers are called Gov.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, Gov. I didn't see anything, Gov.
Yeah.
You know, so it's almost like, yeah, you could get, I don't know, you could get away with it, but you have to do it and you have to be around the right people. But I just really wasn't into that. I got my head down, read my books, wrote my letters.
Yeah.
And just thought, I'm just getting out.
Yeah.
What do you think your life would look like now if you hadn't gone to prison?
Well, I wouldn't be a comedian. Because that's what made me decide to go into comedy.
Really?
Yeah. When I came out, I thought to myself, this life has to change, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
None of this being around certain people thinking, oh, I got to prove myself. Let it all go. You're a joker. Even in prison, I was a joker.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, that's how you would diffuse.
That's how I was this was just me. Yeah, Even from school, I was like that. But there was that certain teen era where I felt like I needed to prove something. I don't know.
It's a perfect survival technique as well.
It's the best.
You're the funny guy, then people like you.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, but it was more, the funny guy was naturally me, but then there was a certain era where I felt I needed to be hard enough.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what got me in trouble.
Yeah.
But naturally, I'm a joker.
Mm-hmm. So you just went back, basically,
yes.
to who you were.
Yes. So, and when I came out, I thought, I need to, with this hard act, put it away, you know. And I remember going to a comedy show, and I had never been to a comedy show at this point. This was, I don't know what year, 2008 or something. And I was there. I just went to this show by myself because I didn't really have new friends and I didn't let anyone know I was coming out apart from my family.
Yeah.
So I just went and I just thought, let me go to this show. It was in Hackney Empire. And I was just like, wow.
Do you remember who you saw?
Yeah, who did you see?
It was a black comedy show. So that Slim.
Yeah.
Babatunde. There was a comedian called JCX and Slicks. There was Kevin J. Kojo, who was also one of Britain's Got Talent.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was just like, wow, this is amazing.
Yeah.
And from then,
man, Hackney Empire is so good as well.
Yeah, yeah, it's a beautiful venue, and I couldn't believe it. I just think, how are these people just controlling the audience like that? It's just like magic. And I just dived into it. I started watching loads of comedy and just kind of getting into it. And then I messaged one of the comedians like, I want to get into comedy. And I was like, yeah, you go to open mics and just try it out. I was like, yeah, man, thank you for the advice.
Aww.
And I just kept going. I got addicted, like literally addicted. And I just kept going and going.
That's the thing about comedy. Like, if you want, like, a path, like, it is, like, such a good way. Like, it's such a good way to throw yourself into something completely.
Mm-hmm. Nobody can stop you doing it as well. Like, but, like, it's not like acting or anything, or any other kind of performance where you need other people or you need to be allowed to the opportunity.
You can do it, yeah.
There's a stage everywhere if you want to be a comedian. Mm-hmm. You can just go.
And if I saw it like that, no one can stop you doing it. Because it's true, with the acting, it's like, oh, where am I going to get the role? Am I this?
Yeah, there's so many gatekeepers. Mm. Whereas, like, with comedy, it is just, like, you can do it by yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, it helps if people help you, but you can do it by yourself.
Yeah. And the travelling as well. Oof. But, yeah, that opened my eyes. That really opened my eyes. Wow. And and it's funny, because years later, the guy that I was in the cell with, he came to one of my shows.
Oh,
yeah, he was like, yeah, man. I was like, what are you doing? His name was Paddy. He was like, Paddy, he's an Irish guy. Like, oh, Paddy, and I was like, da, 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 da. We were talking. I was like, oh my gosh. He's like, yeah, I saw your face on the planes.
That's so great.
Yeah, yeah, that was nice. That was nice. So,
oh my goodness, full circle.
Full circle.
Wow.
Here's a question.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's a complicated question where, like, there's no real kind of straight answer to it. But, like, you said, like, the judge you had when you went to court was brutal and made an example of you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you glad he made the decision he made?
Yeah, I know a lot of the decisions and actions and things that happen in life, I never look back and be, oh, I wish that didn't happen or happened, because it's like, that helps me be the man I am today.
Yeah.
So, and it's a good life lesson. It was a harsh one and it made me wake up real quick. You know, for
but
me,
it's such a difficult thing where, like, if you'd been sent to a different court or you had a different judge on a different day,
it's incredible, isn't it? How different, like, your life could have been.
Yeah,
they might have just gone, oh, fine. And then you would have walked out of that courtroom, presumably with all those other guys.
Yeah, thinking, yeah, we got away. Yeah, that's fine.
And they go, like,
let's
right,
go again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then something worse could have happened. So it's kind of.
And then actually, that something worse did happen, actually. I heard when I was inside that they went off and they continued, and unfortunately, someone passed due to there. Yeah.
So in a way,
yeah,
going and serving 6 months protected you from
being
in that situation.
Yeah, yeah, worst fate. Like, yeah,
but I couldn't see it at the time. I couldn't
see. Of course
not.
You know? Yeah, of course not.
Like, but that's the reason I asked this, because, like, it must have been such a horrible thing to go through, and yet weirdly, it was sounds like the best place for you in that moment.
Yeah, helped me wake up.
Wow.
Did find myself. And yeah, comedy's the way.
Now you're top dog.
Now
you're top dog.
Yeah.
Wow, this is so amazing. Thank you so much for those stories. Yeah, they were so good.
No worries.
Really good.
They're really good.
Do you have anything you want to plug?
Yes, plug away.
Plug away. All right, I do actually. I do. It depends on when it's going to come out. But either way, I'm going to tell you.
Next week.
Perfect. So the 29th of December, I will be putting on a huge show in O2 Indigo.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's called Crazy Club. It's a show I used to do many years ago and used to sell out every month. About 500 people every month. It was crazy.
Love that venue. It's great.
Yeah, and so now, but what this show is a mixture of influencers and stand-up comedians.
Mm-hmm.
So there's games. It's like a comedy variety show. That's what it is.
Cool. Fun.
And there's going to be some influencers there, like Mons and America Foster. I've got Shits and Gigs. So, yeah, good friends of mine. You can't really get them on the show. They're hard to get. So, yeah, there's that coming up. So that's going to be amazing. It's almost sold out as well.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, so, get on that, guys.
Get on that, guys. If you want to see it. If it's not sold out already.
Yeah, well, we'll see. We'll see. I saved some for you guys that's watching.
Yeah. Good. Yeah, that's nice.
And it's coming. Well, by the time you watch this, my special will be out.
Yay. Ooh.
Yes. That my InStyle tour special will be out on all platforms, not all platforms. It'll be on 800 Pound Gorilla.
Lovely.
And it'll be only on there for a short amount of time. Pay what you would like. And it is absolutely hilarious. It's the set I was talking about where it's a mixture of child friendly, but a bit of me.
Nice. Yeah,
it's out. It's out there for the masses.
So that's on 800 Pound Gorilla. So if you just search, if you go on Google, search Axel Blake.
Go on to just follow me, and then I will be plugging it. So follow me.
This is it.
Instagram, Axel Blake. TikTok, Axel Blake. Twitter, Axel Blake.
Yeah.
And guess what Facebook is? Axel Blake. Blake.
So, amazing. Yeah. Thank you so much
for
doing this.
Thank you so much.
Lovely to have you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Appreciate it.
And goodbye.
Goodbye. Axel Blake!
That was Axel Blake, everybody.
And I said the name now.
You did. Yeah. Really good. And I'd kind of forgotten what was going on. Really good stuff. I was just thinking about how cold I am.
Really, really good stuff.
Yeah.
One last thing to mention. That was so amazing.
So good.
So good.
I'm going to be thinking about that a lot.
Really good. We wanted to mention Lily.
Lily Ethan, yes. So we talked about this on our Patreon.
Yes.
But and then I realised Lily emails us and sends us the most gorgeous fan art, and she's done for our 50th guest episode, who we didn't even notice was happening. That's how good at podcasting we are. She sent us 50 out of context doodles that we'll post on our social media. They're so funny. So thank you so much, Lily. Honestly. They've really made us laugh.
Yeah, they're wonderful.
And we can't remember any of it.
Any of it.
So really, really good stuff. Thank you so much.
And that's it, I think.
Well, you have something to plug, don't you?
Oh, I do, yes. My please, everybody, come to my special recording. It's on the 28th of January at the Pleasance Theatre in London. I have two shows. We're doing two shows because then I can mess up.
Oh,
don't you love that?
I love that.
Yeah. Don't you love the idea that I can mess up?
It's good to give you permission to mess up.
So we're doing two shows. It's on a Sunday, so please, there's an earlier show and a later show. Mm-hmm. It's going to be so fun. I'm really looking forward to it. It's the show I did in Edinburgh, and it will just be really, really good.
Such a good show. Really worth seeing.
Please,
it's going to be so fun.
Please come. If there's people that listen to it, whenever people that listen to the podcast come to the shows, they're always really nice. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that makes you want to come to this, but it makes me want to have you there.
Oh, we want to have you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's my plug.
Lovely plug.
Thank you.
We'll be there.
Any pluggage?
No, just usual social media stuff.
Social media stuff.
I'm booking work in progresses, but I haven't got any. I've got a few nailed down, but
Lucas
I'll do.
Would like to plug being cute as a button.
As a button?
Yeah.
Stop
what
it.
What do you want to plug, Sarah?
I want to plug... I don't think I can plug anything yet.
Being hot? We talked about this on the Patreon.
Cute and you're hot.
Plug being hot?
I'm plugging the Patreon. Because honestly, I...
That's good, actually.
We really get into how and why I'm so hot.
Yeah. So if you want to listen to that, please. But do actually sign up to our Patreon. We have loads of extra.
Loads of extra.
Loads of extra.
Too much. They're saying stop. They're saying
no
stop
one says
it.
No. People love it.
They're saying we're drowning.
Yeah. So there's actually so much more to listen to.
Yeah.
Mostly of just us three.
Yeah.
If you like that, listen to the Patreon.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Really, it's 3-on-3, isn't it? Stuff.
Over here we go.
3-on-3.
Here we go.
It's us versus our alter egos.
Right on time.
Full threesomes
right
over on the Patreon.
Time.
Am I using that correctly? Threesome.
So thank you for listening, and you'll hear us next time.
Or you'll see us.
Okay.
Having a threesome.
Keep going.
Thank you for listening to Thank Fuck for That. It was hosted by Mickey Overman and Sarah Keyworth. It was produced by Lucas Jeffcoat with music from Ben Cavanaugh.
Thank you. Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.